Have you heard of Kids in Crisis? I believe we actually have some spots that have run on WICC before. Don't quote me, but they've been around for quite some time, since 1978. And in the work that they do is really amazing. They are finding solutions to addressing issues that young people face, you know, right here in Southern Connecticut. Kids in Crisis actually recently released its half-year teen talk usage report, showing that across Fairfield County, 60% of teen talk interactions were initiated by students, which is wonderful. I think the fact that they're speaking up at such a young age. And so I want to dive into this a little bit deeper and, first of all, introduce Kids in Crisis and also Teen Talk and the program and what it's doing for Fairfield County students, and then dive deeper into this report. So let's get started. We have with us today Sherry Shapiro, who is the executive director of Kids in Crisis here on WICC. Sherry, welcome, and we're so glad to be connecting with you.
Thank you, Melissa. It's wonderful to be here.
So first of all, as I mentioned, Kids in Crisis, it's been around for a very long time. It is located in the Koskob area of Connecticut. Tell us a little bit, if you could just give us a better understanding, what is it exactly that you do?
Sure. Kids in Crisis is a resource 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for children, youth, and their families from southwestern Connecticut. We will send a counselor out 24 hours a day to respond to calls to our helpline for services from a child or youth in need. It could be a young person that's experiencing a problem at home. It could be a child that's out on the street and homeless. It could be a family reaching out saying, oh, we're really having issues at home with each other and we need some respite. We need some shelter from each other. And we will send a counselor out 24 hours a day with the goal of trying to keep the young person at home. When that's not possible, we do have 20 shelter beds where young person, newborn to 17, can stay and continue returning to their school, as well as working on individual, family, and group counseling. A big part of the program we operate, as you mentioned, is Teen Talk, which enables us to provide a counselor, a clinical level, master's level person in high schools throughout Fairfield County, as well as middle schools and elementary school, and a couple of Boys and Girls Clubs as well, which puts somebody right where the kids are, available to speak with them while they're in school, during school, after school. Again, 24/7 is the biggest thing that we do.
Not to mention that these crisis counselors, this is free. It's confidential. These could be face-to-face interventions over the phone, counseling in person, referrals, all of that. I mean, it's amazing. And these are not easy topics. I mean, we're talking, this could be domestic violence. This could be mental health issues, homelessness, substance abuse, so many other critical challenges. And what I think people don't realize, and Sherry, you can certainly weigh in on this, is a lot of times, especially if you live in or were born in Fairfield County, you don't even think that this is an issue in such a I'm going to call it one of the richest counties in America. We don't always think that these issues actually are real for our kids, in especially in Fairfield County, Connecticut.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that we have garnered from the very difficult years of COVID is that the pandemic normalized what was previously stigmatized, which was reaching out for help. And for that, we are really thankful, because it does happen in every neighborhood. It happens in every community. And that's why we've been around for 45 plus years. We want people to feel comfortable reaching out to us, either through the Teen Talk program, if it's in their school, or through our 24-hour helpline. But these are difficult topics, and it's really important to have a caring, trusted professional on the other end of the phone that can help guide a young person or their parent or their friend or relative through the process, and we'll walk side by side with them.
And I want to also note, because this is, I think, a very important aspect of Kids in Crisis, in over 45 years since you guys were founded, you have helped almost 170,000 children and teens and their families, which is that's amazing. I mean, that's an amazing statistic about kids in crisis.
It truly is. It truly is. And Melissa, you know, we so appreciate what you're doing, because one of the things that's most important is making people aware that we're here. Mm-hmm. So that number of young people helped, I think, is just the tip of the iceberg. We don't, people really need to know that there's a number they can call 24/7, which is 203-622-6556, where they can reach out and we can respond to their call immediately at no cost to them and help them take the next step.
It is so nice to be chatting with Sherry Shapiro of Kids in Crisis, and she just outlined for us really the work that they're doing and also this program, Teen Talk. And this report is showing a record amount of engagement in Fairfield County, and the majority of it coming from our students. Share with us, Sherry, if you will. Will you tell us what came out of this report? What are some of the big takeaways that you and your team found in this most recent Teen Talk report?
Sure, Melissa. Thank you. I think what we found is that overwhelmingly, kids need someone to talk to. And that's not something new. I mean, that's something that we've all understood for a long time. But 60% of the kids in the schools that we're in were the ones that initiated the conversation with the teen talk counselor in their school. And a majority of those kids did it because they were really feeling anxious. The anxiety is overwhelming for a lot of our kids. And that's, you know, anxiety is something we have to learn how to respond to as individuals. And so the beauty of this is that the kids are learning how to reach out, how to talk it through with somebody, and how to learn how to manage their anxiety so it doesn't turn into something that's a negative and they can use it as a motivator. If they don't, then it can turn into depression. It can turn into isolation, certainly substance abuse. There's many things that can happen if we don't learn to handle our anxiety properly.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is, as adults, we don't know how to do that. So I can only imagine how kids are feeling. And when you hear this number, there are a couple that stood out to me, honestly, when I was reading this. 60% of the interactions with Teen Talk mental health counselors were initiated by a student or peer. I think we, a lot of the times, feel as a society, I think on the average, again, that it's usually adults who are sounding the alarm. It is really telling when your report says that this is coming from middle schoolers, high schoolers. I mean, when you have an 11, 12, 13, 14-year-old who's saying, hi, this is killing me, I don't know how to handle this, I need this addressed. That, I mean, when it's more than 50% of those calls are coming from the students, not their parents, not their teachers, the students, I think that's pretty telling. It's pretty telling.
Absolutely. And one of the reasons why this program model works so effectively is it is a partnership with the local schools. And it, by putting the counselor in the school all day long where the kids are, it's this truest form of what we would call street outreach. It makes it much more available and easier for a kid to reach out and talk to somebody when they're right there. They don't need to leave the building. They don't need to schedule an appointment. They can reach out when they have the need and not hold it in until an appointment is available in the community. What we'll do then is we'll work closely with the child, with the family, with the school, with the provider in the community to make sure that all the dots are connected for that child and the family. But we also will remain the confidentiality. We will maintain confidentiality with that child so that they can begin to move forward without feeling that people are looking at them in an odd way. We really feel that it's important that the kids can trust the counselor, and that the counselors are professionals and know how to move the ball forward with the kid.
And another thing that I found in this report, Sherry Shapiro, again, of Kids in Crisis, it says here, the Teen Talk report shows that school requests for Teen Talk counselors went up 240% from the program over just the last 10 years. And it goes back to what we said in the opening of this, which is if kids don't even know Kids in Crisis exists, Imagine that percentage. Because right now, according to your report, there are only 17. And again, not that I shouldn't say only in the sense that it's something to scoff at. I mean, it's still a lot of kids. 17 Fairfield County middle and high schools using that resource. But to just give perspective, I know, you know, for a fact in Stamford, I think there's more than 17 schools just in the Stamford district between elementary to high school. So, I mean, there are so many schools that are not even using this resource, and they could be. I mean, can you imagine, Sherry, how much more your counselors would be requested if people knew?
Absolutely. And again, when we can be there to help prevent a crisis from blowing up, getting bigger. Prevention is what it's all about. But also making the process something that kids are okay with. We're starting it in an elementary school and piloting it there, Melissa. And what's so important is that people realize that any one of us can need someone to talk to. And if we can make it something that people realize, I can reach out. People don't hesitate to call their doctor when they're not feeling well. People need to do the same thing when they're not feeling well with their mental health or their behavioral health. And that's what Teen Talk is doing. It's enabling people to reach out when they need the help and not walking it alone.
Which is so important. I think we all can relate and say when you're in those dark times or a struggling time, right, we say it takes a village. And so, you know, if you feel that way as an adult, imagine how kids feel when they feel
absolutely
like they're walking alone. It's a huge deal, Sherry. I want you to know I am so glad we got connected. I really hope you'll come back on WICC probably more frequently because, again, the need is there. I want people to know that you exist, and I want to make sure people are contacting you and your team if they need absolutely anything. What is your website and what is your phone number for people who want more information?
Sure. The website is www.kidsincrisis.org, and our hotline number is 203-661-1911, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And what's most important is a crisis is whatever the person feels it is. It does not mean that the house is burning down. What we want to do is prevent the house from burning down. So call us when you just need to talk, when you need a direction or an idea of how to move something in the positive direction. We really want people to reach out 24/7. There is no cost for the service, and our hope is within the next 6 to 9 months that we're able to add a texting mechanism to it as well, because we know that is a common way that our young people like to connect.
Oh, certainly. Absolutely. And I just want to reiterate again, the website is kidsincrisis.org. Sherry Shapiro, thank you so much as the executive director of Kids in Crisis. Thank you for what you do, your entire team. And I would love to have you back on the show really soon.
Wonderful. Thank you, Melissa. And call us anytime, anyone.
I love it. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Sherry Shapiro here on WICC.